ओवज्ञानतिमिरान्नस्य ज्ञानाञ्जन सदाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति सपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुश्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साप्रजातं सहवन रघुनाथान्वितं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहवन ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितां श्रीकृष्णकरुणासन्दीनबन्धजगत्पते गोपीषु गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी मृखभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो देयर आर सो मेनी स्टेटमेंट्स इन द उपनिषद अबाउट द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ बीइंग द सुप्रीम पर्सन पतिं पतीनां परमं परस्यात् महान पुरुष द्वै पुरुषा पराशक्ति विविधैव स्थिति। दिस आफ्टर दिस दिस पैक वी हैव स्टार्टेड पराशक्ति विविधैव स्थिति दिस इज फ्रॉम बृहदारण्यक उपनिषद। So, the commentator says that in the Bihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is stated, Parasya Shakti Dividaivasya, that Supreme Personality of Godhead's energy has variously manifested. Parasya Shakti Dividaivasya, Natasya Kajam Karanam Chavidyate. Just like in your country it is very easy to understand that a man is sitting as controller in the control room, the subway trains. He in his table he has got everything ready. Each train is running on which line, where it is, in which station it is now. So, he has got switches and he is controlling everything. Not only here, in India also they have now managed. So, they can say which train is where it is now. The light also moves according to the train moving. Similarly, if you can manufacture, if you can invent your own energies in different ways, as the modern material civilization, they are discovering different as a manifestation of energies by machine, by electronics, and they are managing in from one place. Similarly, if it is materially it is possible, why not spiritually? Spiritual is still finer. So, Parasya Shakti Vividaivasya. He has got so many energies, subtle energies, that he appears to be doing nothing. Just like Krishna. Krishna is, at Vrindavan, he is playing at cowherd's ball, or is dancing with the cowherd girls. Or he is going to the pasturing ground with the cows as if he has nothing to do. He is free. Why? He is free. Because he has got so many energies to act that he hasn't got to see personally whether things are being done or not done. This is the absolute truth qualification. Prasa sakti vividayavasya natasya kajyam karanati natasya sama adhikasya visyate. There is another qualification. That Supreme Personality of Godhead is so that nobody is equal or higher than him in opulence. Natasya sama. Sama means equal. Adhikasya. Adhikasya means higher. Then he has no equal, neither anybody is more than him. Therefore, everybody is under him, subordinate to him. Tad Vishnu Paramahamsa. Similarly, in the Sita Satara Upanishad, there is another statement that Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Suraya Vishnu Padam. Vishnu is the highest, supreme personality of Godhead. In this material world, which is being conducted by three modes of material nature, so Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. Brahma is in charge of the creation, Vishnu is in charge of maintenance, and Lord Shiva is in charge of destruction. Dissolution. Janma, Janma Sthiti law. Everything material, it has got a fixed date of its birth, its duration, and its dissolution. So the Vishnu and the Sita Satra Upanishad, out of these three deities, Vishnu Tat Paramam Param, that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tad Vishnam Paramam Vishnu, Vishnu Paramam Padam, Vishnu, those who are Suraya, Suraya. Suraya means those who are demigods. There are two kinds of people, Suraya and Asura. Asura means demons, and Sura means godly. The Suraya, Tad Vishnam Paramam Padam Sadapashyanti, those who are demigods, those who are godly, they are simply searching after the Supreme, Absolute Truth. They are focusing their concentration, their meditation on the lotus feet of Vishnu. This is the statement of Sita Sadrupa. Sa Ikhan Chakri, and the Prashna Upanesh, and the, this is in Rig Veda, I'm sorry. This version, Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam, Sadapashyanti Suraya. This version is from Rigve. Then again, and the Prashna Upanishad, there is another statement. Sa Ikhan Chakri. He glanced over, glanced over. Glanced over means, when he glanced over, then the creation began, this material creation. Therefore, he should be understanding. It should be understood that this glancing is not material. Because before his glancing, there is no material creation. So our glancing and his glancing is different. Our glancing, we are seeing with this material eye. As soon as this material eye will be taken away, we cannot see, we are blind. But he, here is the statement, hey, Ikhan Chakre, he saw. He saw means he saw with his spiritual eyes. Otherwise, where is the material creation that he can have material eyes? So, these things are to consider. Similarly, if he has got spiritual eyes, then he has got spiritual ears, he has got spiritual nose, he has got spiritual head, body, everything spiritual. And it is confirmed in the Brahma Sangita, Angani Jastha Sakalindri Vittimanti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiranjavanti. The Supreme Lord Krishna Govinda, his bodily, different, limbs of his body, or different senses, they are so perfect that every sense organ can act the work of the other sense. Just like we can see with our eyes, simply we can see. But if I close my eyes, I cannot see. But my I can hear only by my ears. But I cannot see. If I close my eyes, I cannot see with my ears. But about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said that he can see with his ears, he can see with his hand, and he can hear with his hand, he can do anything from any part of his body. That is Krishna. He can do any part of his body. Just like this is the philosophy. Now we offer something to Krishna. That Krishna and say deity is not different from original Krishna. Because absolute everything is Krishna. Why this deity should not be Krishna? This is quite reasonable. Hey, Krishna is everything, why not this deity Krishna? This is also Krishna. He can do. He has power. It's just like, if you take my photograph and if you put it in my seat and I am not here, that photograph cannot act because it is material. But for Krishna, his photograph, his statue, his everything can act because he is spiritual. So, we should always know that as soon as we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is immediately there. Krishna is already there. But we should know that here by sound, vibration, Krishna is there. The Angani Rasa, so he comes to create. His vision, his presence, his activities, they are all spiritual. And Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Janma Karma Medigdam Yujana Titasasa. Anyone who understands the absolute nature of my birth, of my appearance, disappearance, and activities, Takta Adiham Punat Janmane, he becomes immediately liberated. Sao Ikhata, Saiman, Lokan, Astijata, this is Aitera. Aitareya Upanishad. What is that? Saw Ikhata, the same thing. He saw, he put his glance. Kata Ikhata. Sai Mal Lokan Astijata. He has created all these material manifestation, cosmic manifestation. Tadvahishan Vijastu Tibhyaha Prakradu Bhavuva. In this way, there are so many instances, so many quotations. Apani Pada, Sitasata, Apani Pada. He has no, I must say, hands and legs. Or if he has no hands and legs, then how can you see? Is there any instance in your experience that something which has no hands and legs he can see? No. He has no anywhere. This is impersonal. The impersonal is course these authorities. That he has no hands and therefore he is impersonal. No, it is not. If he sees Chaikata, if he sees, if he hears, if he creates, then there is hand, there is eye. But another place, if it is said Tapani Pada, he has no hands and legs, that means he has no hands and legs like us. Because we have got material hands and legs. But he saw, therefore there was creation. Therefore his seeing power existed before this material creation. It is natural that he has no material hands and legs. So when it is denied that he has no hands and legs, it is to be understood that he has no material, limited hands and legs. But he has spiritual. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concludes, therefore, that Chidananda Dehatan Sthan Puriva. Therefore, anything of Krishna, anything of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is spiritual. Spiritual. Deha. Deha means body. His body is spiritual. His abode is spiritual. And he, paraphernalia, pariva, his friends, his mother, his father, his beloved, everything spiritual. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Vistavija Eva Nijadupatayakala. His expansion of all spiritual. Tare Pahe Pratita Satyajita. Then Shankaracharya says that the absolute is impersonal. But when he comes or appears, he assumes a form which is in the modes of goodness. He does not say, of course, in the modes of ignorance, a modes of goodness. But no, when Krishna comes, he has nothing to do with modes of goodness. What is this goodness here in this matter? This is also matter. So there is no value, even goodness. One has to transcend. The modes of goodness. That is transcendental or aprati. Tār dos nahi teo adhata vidās ār jevi sune tār hai sadgunās. So again he supports Shankaracharya that it is not his fault. He had to do it under the superior order to explain the Vedic literature in an impersonalist way. Those who are not expert, they hear the commentary of Shankaracharya, Sarira Bhaskar, then he is doomed. In other words, those who are actually aspiring for being elevated in spiritual science, they should avoid to hear any commentary which is impersonal. Any commentary. Then he is doomed. If we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, then any impersonal commentary means if we hear, because we are not expert. We are not expert. Kanishtadhikari means neophytes. Neophytes who are not conversant with the conclusion of the Vedas. They have got some, I would say, faith. That's all. That faith can be changed. If a person strong in arguments and strong in presenting things in jugglery of words, or the neophyte, his idea can be changed. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. That's why in the Vaishnava philosophy, that you should not worship any other demigods. It does not mean that you should show disrespect to demigods. No, that is not. But because he is in the lower state, if he is allowed to worship or to show respect to the demigod, he will think that he is also like Krishna. If Krishna is another demigod, and if Chandra is another demigod, if Shiva is another demigod, just like some foolish person, they propagate that whatever deity you worship, that is God. Even they say if you worship a cat, it has a dog, that is also God. Therefore, there is picture. And in the Bhagavad Gita also, Mame Kam, simply unto me, one, Krishna says. Because one is neophyte. He can be turned, his faith can be disturbed at any moment. Therefore, in the beginning, one has to, spend his faith only in Krishna, Mamikam. Otherwise, he cannot make progress. And when one understands Krishna, Janma Kanma Medibhav, in truth, then he can understand other things also. Arjai Sunetar Hai Sadguna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warns that anyone who hears Shankar's bhāṣṭa, Sārīyat bhāṣṭa, he is doomed. Prākita Pajyamani Vishnu Kaleva, Vishnu Ninda Ar Nahi Yaha Rupa. Prākita Pajyamani, Prākita means material. If somebody thinks that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is body is material, that is the greatest offense.
Oh.
The greatest offense is that you accept a material thing as God, that is the greatest offense. And God, to accept a material thing as God, or to accept God as material. Just try to understand. Just like they are preaching that anything you worship, that is God. Or God is also material. When he comes, when he appears, he is also material. So, this kind of conclusion is the greatest offense. Vishnu ninda nahi ar nahi ya ninda. A blessing. This should be avoided. Tattva jana ishare jalita jalan jiver sarup jai se pulinger kaun. Now, tattva, the absolute truth, he is comparing just saying blazing fire. Absolute truth is blazing fire and jiver sarup jai se pulinger kaun. And the living entities, they are just like sparks. Sparks of the fire. We have seen fire, blazing fire, and when fire is blazing, we can see the spark as the original fire. Jeev Tattva Shakti, Krishna Tattva Shaktiman, Gita Vishnu Purana Di Tahate Prama. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Jeev Tattva, the living entities, they are never the energetic, their energy. Energetic and energy. So, how it is so? The evidence is from Bhagavad, Vishnu Purana, and Bhagavad Gita. Because one has to give evidence. How do you say that Jeev Tattva, the living entities, they are not the supreme. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are not. They are not to call, speak of supreme. They are not even of the same category. Because there are different categories. Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, and Shakti Tattva. There are so many categories. So, he says that Jiva, the living entity, they are in the categories of energy. They are not energetic. Energetic and energy, you should try to understand. Just like the fire. Fire, I mean heat. Heat is the energy. And fire is the energetic. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, he is the energetic, Supreme Person. And we, believing entities, we are energy. But as we cannot separate energy and energy separately, wherever there is energy, wherever there is fire, there is heat also. You cannot separate the fire. So as soon as we are separated, that is our conditional state. How we are separated? Just like the sparks of the fire, as soon as it comes out of the fire and falls down on the ground, it loses its illumination immediately. That illuminating spark, which was dancing with the fire, as soon as it falls down, it becomes black, charcoal. It is just like carbon. So long with the fire, it is just like as good as fire, illuminating. So our position is like that. We are sparks, energy. As from the energy of the fire, there are so many sparks dancing. Similarly, we are all sparks of the Supreme Lord. But as soon as he comes out of the fire, as soon as he wants to become independent of the Supreme Absolute Truth, our that spiritual energy becomes almost extinguished. It is never to be extinguished, but it appears That's like fire covered with ashes. So again, when ashes are removed, it is passed on. So our position is like that. We are now covered by the ash of this material energy, and as soon as this will be removed, the removal process is Hare Krishna, 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 Dasmana Mahajana, cleansing process. As soon as you are completely cleansed, you are as good, as illuminating as Krishna. So this is the process which I will study again tomorrow. Thank you.